Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I didn't want to be outdone when Rob was doing his show in Ocean City and had his son on the other day, so I thought that I would bring this in to you to get the show off to a rollicking start, because, man, I mean, I know comedy. I know quality comedy, and let me just say this. Get ready for 30 seconds of the best, finest, honed, and refined material you've ever heard. Are you ready to
hear?
Yes. Ready.
Oh, yes.
All right, let's give it a listen, shall we?
The Betsy Spider climbed up the old man's stinky butt.
Oh! What was that? Give me another one.
The Betsy Spider climbed up the Betsy Spider climbed up an old stinky house.
Stinky house?
Yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there it is.
He wears blue.
Yeah, that he's like Red Skelton, though. He laughs at his own material.
Oh, he's totally laughing at his own material. And, let me tell you something. We've had, this started with the Itsy Bitsy Spider climbed up the giant meatball, and it evolved into, now we're getting into stinky butt, because he's, you know, three, and he's at school all day with three and 3-year-olds, and so that's it.
Well, he knows his crowd. He knows his target audience. Stinky Butt plays much better than Meatball.
Spider climbed up the old man's stinky butt.
That's sweet.
There he is. There's my boy. There's my boy. Hey, he's got the comedy gene. You know,
yes.
That'll be, oh, yeah. Entertainer.
You know, right up until that, well, you know, as long as I live, so that'll be like 2 or 3 years of quality fart jokes, I think.
Yes. That'll
be great. Pony got that joke. Pony got the 2 or 3 years. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was very throwaway.
Well, that's what Pony wrote. That's what Pony roots for.
Okay.
He'll be gone.
Let's meet the new. We have a new intern on the on the deck. On the deck of the Enterprise. Can we see the new intern,
Ashley,
please?
Mike would like to see you.
So if you could step up in front of the television.
Now, why is that not funny when it's a guy, but when it's a lady, you make me sound like some sort of perv?
I don't know.
The camera is right there. You have to stand in front of the camera now.
Hi, Ashley.
As they would say.
Hi there.
Hi.
On Sábado Gigante, una vueltita. He wants you to turn around.
No, I don't want you to turn around. I don't want you to turn around. Thank you, a-hole.
He might have wanted it a little bit. But he knows what's right, good, and what's
right. You
got
to get right on the mic, Ashley, if you
don't
mind.
Shut up, Oscar. Both of you, shut up. Hey, Oscar. I'm sorry, Ashley.
Get on the microphone, please.
Yes.
What school do you hail from?
I go to American University.
Another AU! Another AU!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm so bummed I'm going to be missing my reunion at the McDowell Terrace.
Maybe you should send a proxy. Do you want to send Rob or Pony instead?
Or you could send a video.
I'm not that.
Oh, like celebrity.
Yeah. I'm so sorry I couldn't be there tonight.
Let me pull my phone in.
And then
hologram.
And you know
hologram.
What?
Hologram.
And then also send a panel where he has put his feet and hands in cement.
Yeah.
And he could
that
put that in
like
there.
That would be like this, Rob. Hi, everybody. I'm really sorry I can't be there today.
Then pause for everyone to boo.
I think it's the weekend of October 22nd. They're having the big reunion there.
Do you think when your face came up on the video screen, they'd all scream like when Flounder's face came up in Animal
House? Ah! Start throwing beer bottles at
it. Exactly.
I have to be honest. The sad thing about this this page where I keep going occasionally to see pictures.
The reunion page?
Yeah, the reunion page is the people who won't be making it.
That's tough.
Like, who won't be making it, period.
Yeah,
who
they
haven't made it. You know what
I
mean?
Choice has been made for them.
Yes, absolutely. But salute to American University. Are you anywhere near McDowell, Ashley? Are you anywhere near McDowell Hall?
No, not anymore. I used to live at Leonard, but now I'm off campus.
Off campus, Mike.
Okay, now, I don't want to cast any aspersions on our new intern that we had yesterday from AU, but he's a junior also, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And now, Ashley, are you a junior or a senior?
Sophomore.
A sophomore living off campus.
Can someone help her with the mic and bring it down towards her? There you go.
Sophomore living off campus is a degree of evolution that is... are you local or are you from far away?
No, I actually grew up in Colorado.
See? See, so she's just
She got the party gene.
No, she's... No. now stop that. No, I
meant it in the best way.
That one strain of cannabis.
I look at it like I think that you have evolved. If you're spending 1 year in the dorms or maybe like a semester in the dorms and then sophomore year, you're already off campus, I think it shows a degree of sophistication.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. I think that's the way I look at it.
Or did the university ask you to remove yourself from the premises?
I choose not to answer.
You see? There you go. Yeah. See, that's a smart answer. We got one. I like her already. Because the thing about it is, show me a senior that is still living in the dorm, and I will show you somebody.
Oh, yes, sir, I'm still in the dorm.
You'll see somebody who is either like awash in total nerddom or somebody who is really broken in some other way.
Why would I want to move further away from the campus? The dorm is so convenient.
I enjoy going down to breakfast at 7 a.m. every day and having my scrambled eggs.
200 yards from the bookstore. Anytime I need to update a text, I'm ready to go.
I have no need. And besides, I didn't have any friends that wanted me to move off campus. So that's how that goes.
Also, every year, a new crop of people to try to be friends with.
Absolutely.
They're shipped in.
Yeah, so that's kind of my view of it.
I understand.
I happen to have two daughters who are both living off campus. Now,
yes.
So, but technically, Elizabeth, it's off-campus housing that's owned by the university, so I don't know if that's
like
100%
a halfway house?
Off. It's a halfway house. Yes, it is, Rob.
For wayward girls.
It's exactly what it is. Let's open the mailbag, shall we?
Yes,
it's not about us. Not about my daughters. A halfway house. My daughter, Elizabeth. Hi, Lizzie. You're in a halfway house.
It's
that's wonderful.
All about you.
Girls.
You,
that's right.
All about you.
Wayward
and
girls.
By the way, I'm sorry for calling you by your nickname, daughter. I will call you Elizabeth. I will not call you by the L word.
The L word. They make a movie about her, a TV show.
Okay, will you calm down? God. God, it's like one day on, one day off. He brought his pills today. Let's move on. Howdy, Cowboy Rob.
What was that?
Do we have any presence in the covered wagon today?
Yes, we do.
He writes this for me. Howdy, Cowboy Rob. Do we have any presence in the covered wagon today?
Yes, we have a present, but first some
incredible
neat postcards.
Ass.
Look at this. Zoolander found a postcard. He sent this from Massachusetts of JFK eating an ice cream cone. I think that's very
great.
Nice.
I
an anonymous
JFK.
Listener sent us a huge postcard with a raccoon.
Can I just say for a second, for just a minute?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I would just love to teleport myself back to that era.
Tell us about
you know
Camelot.
I, mean? Like, I just know. But I mean, that ended tragically. I mean, so it's not. We were still effing up back then.
Yeah.
I mean, we murdered him. You know what I mean?
Hey,
it's just
I didn't.
Like, you know,
who's we?
No, it's just
Oliver
no
Stone?
The whole thing. No, it's just you know he died and so I mean it was horrible.
Well, let's
it didn't
focus
last
on the
long.
Ice cream cone. This is a great picture.
Yeah, I would want to live the Bay of Pigs.
Not kosher. You know, that's true. That's true.
That
you know
so
every.
Scary.
You know what? It was a scarier time.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe close. We got a lot to be scared of.
Yeah,
but
we didn't have nukes in Cuba waiting to come on
you're
over.
Right.
That's
you're
my
right,
favorite honey. Morning show. Nukes in Cuba.
Just think it would have been. I just pine for a happier time. But anyway, that's me. So that's a very nice postcard. Thank you, Zoo. Appreciate
and Ashley, I need you to turn your head for a moment because we got our first R-rated postcard from listener
Cover
Pete Vernasco. I will send this to you, Mike.
By the way, hit the misogyny alarm for making the female intern turn away, Rob.
Well, Mike.
By the way, with your 1800 sensibilities. Turn away, dear. Put the cover on. You know, go behind the curtain right now.
Back me up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Tahitian postcard, Mike, with three Tahitian lovelies on it.
You know
and they're
what we
not
could
burning
do
themselves
is
with clothes.
Give it to Pony. He can hold it up in front of the camera.
That's the
that's
best way to do
the
it.
Best way.
That's the way to do it. Yes.
That would be lovely. I would really appreciate that.
Thank you.
It goes, Rob.
I don't wear a lot of shirts there.
No.
Oh, that's kind of like a Mutiny on the Bounty vibe that I'm getting. And by the way, it's like a Tahitian thing.
It's a tasteful nude.
Sure.
Yes, tasteful. Very,
but really,
nice.
A bit much for a first day, don't you think?
Why do you think Mr. Christian stayed on the island, okay? And come on.
And then, Mike, a gift for you. This reads, Mike, I know you, like me, are a fan of challenge coins. I have a friend in the Baltimore Police Department who gave me a challenge coin from the Baltimore Police International Affairs Department, and I immediately thought of you. Just a small token of thanks for all the joy you have brought me over the years. This is from Jonathan Youngson, 30-plus year listener. Beautiful.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Two-sided challenge coin.
Thank you very much. That will
very
be added
nice.
To the collection, and I truly, truly appreciate that. And now it's on to the mailbag. Howdy to Sean McGuire of Round Rock, Texas, who just turned 50 wonderful
Happy
years
birthday.
Old. Better than ever, with two new knees and one new Happy hip. Okay. Better, stronger, faster. That's 51. That's a lot of new body parts for 51.
Yeah, he's running like a new machine now.
Yeah, I got one, too. I need another one. But anyway, Britton Hicks is about to turn 26. He's a substitute teacher. And he hates Dantown.
Yeah.
He actually included that as a P.S. I loved it.
That's terrific. Happy birthday, Britain. You're great. Get it? Great Britain. Stop the presses. Julie Heller just left her douchebag 30s. Happy birthday, Ms. Heller. P1 Lori Owens has a birthday this week, and we'll celebrate with her new Harry's Winston set. Ah, that's a wonderful, wonderful product.
Solid.
And a new cycling jersey from the TMOS Amazon portal.
Ooh.
Just like Pony, she rides a Fuji.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Got a girl.
That's good bike, right, Pony?
Absolutely. But take care of that mustache.
Not like...
What?
What?
Behind Harry's razors?
It's a woman.
It's for her legs, probably.
See,
Jesus
women,
Christ, Pony.
Women shave their
you're
legs.
So broken.
With Harry's razors?
If you, yes, if you're ever with a woman, you're hoping that she
give
has...
Give me the ding. Give me the ding.
No, you're the... You,
no, I don't have a that's just stupid.
That's just that stupid.
No,
that's
you know
that's
women
this.
Can shave
Pony.
Pony.
Hey, that's the one where just like, stupid comment.
I thought they had special razors for legs.
No, Pony. Move on,
I don't know anything
please.
About women.
We have
true.
Had many women in our audience that use the Harry's razor set for their, you know, their arms.
Shannon uses my Harry's razor all the time.
Well, yeah, that's not good. You can't use someone else's razor.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. This is what it means to be in a relationship. They use your S all the time.
They've been more intimate than sharing a razor. Trust me. Yeah.
I feel like right. the scene in The Big Chill, Rob, where Joe Beth Williams looks at William Hurt, who's yes. dissing everybody in the room. And I feel like looking at him, funny, what's the matter with you? What happened to you? You know that scene where she
what
says,
happened to you? That's
what
it.
Happened to
what
you?
What happened to you?
What happened to you? Anyway, that's enjoy your Harry's.
Yes, good stuff.
Riding the Fuji and all that. Hi there, gang, and greetings from clap, 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 deep in the heart of Texas.
Stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Saturday was my son Elliot Miller's first birthday, and in typical second child fashion, I forgot to ask for a birthday shout out for the little guy. Well, he's one, so it's not like he's going to notice it. His mommy, Amanda, brother Davis, and daddy, me, Mason, have been so overjoyed by his presence. How can you not be? Can you wish him a happy birthday? Let me just say, Elliot! 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 Do you like to get up in the morning?
Love your morning
Elliot,
show.
Elliot in the morning. No, we're not going to talk about other disc jockeys. We've had enough fun with that this week.
Mike, we love to have fun. It's the best thing to have.
Hashtag Bubba Army. we've been overjoyed by his presence. Thank you again. Mason Miller of Austin, Texas, a city I would love one day to visit.
I would love
to get to Austin. It would be great. Hey, TMOS crew, for the past 2 years, Mike and Rob have been kind enough to grant my birthday wish of performing a scene from a memorable Hollywood film as the Grease Man and Scott Shannon. This year, as I hit age 40+2, all my fingers and toes are crossed for a three-peat. This year's request from the epic horror flick Rosemary's Baby, I am hoping the big wheel shines bright on this guy from north of the border, and my request is fulfilled. Please keep bringing the funny, eh? Hugs and kisses from 7,342 meters from the U.S. border, and proud member of the Canadian chapter of the Rob Mob, sounds like it, Jonathan Lambert, I have enclosed the script for your reference.
So should we spin for this, or do you just want to do it? Is this a spinnable one?
Let's just start.
Oh, okay.
Let's just start. Right. So you are playing
Rosemary
as all right.
You got it?
Good. So right. I only have one line. He's given Rob the bulk of the script.
Do you want to switch?
No. No, that's it. Well, you know, maybe. No, but, you know, I have to do the Grease Man.
Yeah, okay? True. Right. All right. All right. Cue the music. Okay.
Now, wait a minute. This is the scene where you're playing the wrong music because the scene is...
Well, yeah, but I wanted it to be more backgroundy.
All right. Very good. All right, here we go. And now scene Rosemary's Baby starring Scott Shannon and the Grease Man.
What have you done to him? What have you done to his eyes? You maniacs.
Yeah, little Lee has his father's eyes.
What do you mean? Guy's eyes are normal. No!
I didn't like it.
All Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
W-M-A-K. Get in the morning.
You didn't like the read.
Moving right along. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the Rob Mob, I want to thank you all for the fun and entertainment you've provided throughout the years. I also want to thank you all for getting me through a rough time this summer. I went to my high school reunion and came home with hemorrhagic colitis.
Jeez.
Caused by E. coli poisoning.
Great catering.
When I was first admitted to my very nice state-of-the-art hospital room, I went directly to the bathroom to do what people do when everything in your body wants to violently exit your body.
Oh.
When that was finally over, I noticed that there was no toilet paper.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear God. Oh. That's pretty nasty.
Bad news.
I pressed the call button, and a very flat, annoyed-sounding voice responded with, "Yes." Her response was on my bed speaker and not in the bathroom. So I had to open the bathroom door and yell, "There's no toilet paper." She responded with an exasperated sigh and said, "All right." This is a well-written letter. He saved the mailbag. I waited and waited, and finally the bathroom door opens. No knock or anything. And a strange man's arm appeared in my bathroom holding a wad of toilet paper. Yes, a wad. Not a roll, a wad. Long story short, it was a full day before I actually had toilet paper in my bathroom. And that was only after my sister showed up and clunked some heads together. Anyway, listening to TMOS while I was laid up was a welcome distraction from the whole horrible experience. What a poor guy. I am now on the mend, and I turn 45 on September 2nd. As much as I'd love to hear from Jesse Ventura or Betty Davis, I am not much of a gambler, so I will not try the slot machine of impressions. I will simply ask you all for your traditional birthday song. Thanks for bringing the funny. Amber, oh, it's a lady.
A lady.
Amber Baldwin, loyal listener since January 2010. Missoula, Montana. P.S. Live show 2017. Spokane, Washington. We'll see about that. Anyway, let's sing happy birthday to Amber. What a great letter. And saw you went through that. 3, 2, 1.
Amber.
Toilet paper.
Amber. Good luck.
What? Thank you. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Ponyboy. I'm writing you from Virginia Beach. On Monday, September 19, my lovely girlfriend will be another year older. But first, a bit about me.
Oh, no.
Okay. My birthday was July 8th. This is the first time that I've ever had a girlfriend who enjoys TMOS as much as I do. And since it's been a dream of mine to hear Mike say my name out loud, I was very excited at the possibility that she would submit a birthday request. When Rob read her letter, Mike was out for his surgery. I was overjoyed until Rob mentioned that she had forgotten to include my name. He even coined her letter the vague letter of the week. At first, I was upset, but you know what? She tried. Anyway, please wish my lovely girlfriend blank, 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 a happy 28th. That's my call.
Ouch.
The name is from a foreign country.
Yes.
And she will splash the pot whenever the F she pleases. I'm not letting him personalize it.
That's so great.
Because she has to learn, Rob.
Yes.
Don't you believe?
You've turned it into a Mad Lib.
Eye for an eye.
Lastly, please avenge me and also officially wish a happy belated 32nd to me, Joe Noto.
Yay, Joe Woo! Noto.
Joto gets his name in the letter. The lady does it. Noto, of course, is Sicilian, and Joe Noto is a good boy. He's a good boy. Thanks so much. We can't wait for November 5th from two huge fans. Well, if they're both coming to the show on November 5th, then I might as well mention that her name is Daria Hubachok. Hubchok. Daria Hubchok. She's from Ukraine. Oh. Daria Hubchok. Yes. Forgot name of Joe Noto in original letter.
English not her first language.
Another one. Fellows, I would greatly appreciate a shout out for my 65th birthday, which was yesterday. If I am granted a spin and the planets align, I would love a birthday dinner bundle put together by Dick Queasy that won't put me in the hospital since I haven't had a chance to check out this Medicare crap yet. That comes from Charlie Wallace. Charlie Wallace. Let's see what happens. Lobster, lobster, lobster.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, hello. Charlie. How are you?
Charlie.
It's Dick Queasy. By golly, are you 65? Well, I'm just grateful you're still on the planet after all these years. And we all know what 2016's been like with celebrities leaving us and all. I'm just going to make a recommendation. If you want to live a good, long, healthy life and not be like Hillary or Donald with all their clandestine medical reports, I suggest you get up to Sicktomy, Maine and enjoy one of Dick Queasy's discarded seafood shore dinners. If you pop into my restaurant within a week of your birthday, I'll make sure I throw in some fried, discarded hush puppies as well.
That comes in the bundle?
That's the bundle. That's
the bundle.
Right. Yeah, and you can take them home. Take them home in a used trash bag. Thank you very much. That's right. Charlie Wallace, happy birthday. And moving right along, Dirk Vastrick writes,
oh,
happy birthday to Carla on Saturday. Well, that's my thing, right? I mean... But Dirk's allowed to steal my thunder.
Yes.
Dirk Vastrick writes, happy birthday to Carla on Saturday.
This is really
special
awkward.
Gifts for you on your special day. May it indeed be very special for you in every way. Birthday wishes sent to you with lots and lots of love to a person who is no less an angel sent from heaven above. Dirk!
I mean,
Jesus!
That was romantic.
It was.
A very happy birthday to you.
Mmm.
All right, Dirk.
Dirk's ready to slide on it. When Mike slides on up.
That's right.
Thank you.
Take a number.
Thank you very much. Dirk, I just want you to know, you do an awful lot for me personally, okay?
Yes.
Like more than a lot of listeners do. And I can't tell you how grateful I am, but I'm here to tell you, Dirk, I'm looking at you right now, and I want you to know I've got my eyes on you, okay?
I think he has his eyes on something, too.
Lost a lot of weight, looking good.
No less an angel sent from heaven above.
That's right.
Chill out.
Special chill in every out. Way, Mike.
I'm watching you, Dirk. I really am, okay? I mean, I don't want to linger over this, but no. I'm watching you. Just know that.
And he's playing the long ball. Think about it. All those years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finally.
Right.
He's out on the West Coast, too, if she really wants to flee.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's sitting behind his big Godfather desk saying, the foundation, it is complete.
And she,
time to
I don't know
walls.
Whether it's pre-birthday or what, but she is annoyed with me today and
oh,
yesterday.
No.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mike. That's
I'm getting
not
a lot
fun.
Of things like, yeah, well, I talk a lot, you know? Even when I'm off the air, I talk a lot. And she's like, oh. Is there a sign? I think the comment today was something along the lines of, is there anything you don't have an opinion on, huh?
Baby, you're the greatest.
Like I said, Oscar doesn't let me do it on the show, so I have to talk. And finally, a question for Miss Jennifer, Mike's caretaker. Jennifer, with Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony as your options, how would you play Kiss, Bone, Marry, Kill? Is it four things? I thought it was
I think she invented
bone,
a
marry,
fourth.
Kill.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's four of us here.
Shall we bring her in? I
wish
you
would.
Want.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, how are
Hi,
you?
Jennifer.
Hi, everybody. Hi, it's Jennifer. How are you? How's it going?
Did We're you hear great. The question?
Hi, Rofo.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
It's Rofo, otherwise known with his new nickname as the Badger.
I look forward to badgering you a little later on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now that's inappropriate. You've strike three. Oh. Strike three, as far as I'm concerned. Take the microphone away from him. Okay. Take the microphone away from him.
Done. It's done.
God damn it.
Jennifer.
I'm a person.
I have feelings.
Anyway, let's see. Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony is my options. How would you play Kiss, Bone, Marry, Kill? Okay. Kiss, Mike. Kill, Oscar.
Hey! How dare you?
Yeah.
Marry, Rob.
Yes. Thank you.
Bone. Hi, spaghetti dinner.
Hey there.
Oh, I fantasize.
Don't shave your legs.
So do I.
Well, that's right, with my Harry's razor.
That's right, you can use those.
Yes, and you are absolutely right. Don't let them pick on you. Don't ever let them pick on you.
Oh, I love you, Jennifer.
What?
What? Did you say we have a new intern?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name?
No, it's a her.
It's a her. Ashley.
My name's Ashley.
Oh. All right. Okay. All right, let's start the show, shall we?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sally hung around the Broadway area and tried to break into broadcasting, but the only roles she ever seemed to wind up with were in the bedroom. Then one day, as she would later tell her biographer, the voice of God told her to take diction lessons, and her whole life changed.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
No, no, no. The cannons roar. The cannons roar.
The cannons roar. Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Sally practiced faithfully every day for many months. Her natural speech was a great obstacle to get over. Yet through diligence and perseverance, plus a rather special intimate knowledge of many Broadway personalities, it was only a question of time before she emerged a full-blown star.
And now, the makers of Lady Lydia Facial Cream bring you Sally White and her gay white way.
Good evening, and cheers to you all out there. My first exclusive. Clark Gable was in town this week in uniform. And where did he go? To El Morocco, naturally. That brunette on his arm was Lolly Hayes, an up-and-coming starlet. Hope you had fun, Clark.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe, because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone lines are always open, sometimes for Wide Open Wednesday when I promote it for Thursday at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Call us anytime, won't you? Our show today is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, you want to find the best candidates. Of course you do. And posting your job in one place ain't going to cut it. It's not going to be what you need to do. What you want to do is finding the perfect hire with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post all your jobs to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Now, if you are managing a human resources department at your business, or you are running your own small business, doesn't matter how big the business is, you want to get the right people for the job, and you can cast a real wide net with ZipRecruiter.com. You can find candidates in any city for any job you have, and you can do it nationwide. The wider you cast the net, the more likely you are to get the better candidate. And once you do that, once you send out that post on ZipRecruiter.com, all your candidates will come into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. It's simple, and it eliminates the calls from people, the emails from people, and it lets you quickly screen your candidates and get the right hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by over a million
businesses. That's not a that's not an aberration there. That
no,
means
real.
It's really good. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And thank you. Not to say, hold on just a second.
Yes.
I'm going to kill a chihuahua.
Mm.
I'm I know you guys probably didn't hear that.
Oh, we heard it.
We heard it.
You heard it?
Is he upset with the cabinetman?
He's just, he's out of
control. Cabinet men are here. The cabinet men are here.
He's out of control.
Step in time. Do, do, do. Gonna make your cabinet
early. Get here early.
We'll get here at showtime.
Right at showtime today. That's when we are getting here. I had a senior moment that I have to apologize to my crew for last night. I'm sitting there after my afternoon with my son, and we have just put him down. And the last hour of my day has turned into just this thing that we go through. We're getting him conditioned that in order he gets one tune. To watch on television. One cartoon.
So 30-minute episode?
Yeah, he gets one 30-minute cartoon a day. That's it. He doesn't watch television at all during the rest of the day.
Oh,
he does
nice.
Not sit in front of the tube. That's not... I
just
read too
like
much
me.
About it. It's...
always, that's always been my policy.
You get one tune before you go to bed?
I'm going on the, this is the Spiewak parenting plan.
Thank you.
That you only watch television for a half an hour a day.
That's right.
Actually, your plan was you don't watch television for a half an hour.
The TV is always on, and you can see it and hear it. But the rule is, don't pay attention.
Hey, technically, if he was going to be watching CNN, I have the TV on with CNN, and he's running around doing stuff. But his
he's
tune...
He's like, Al-Qaeda!
I hate Don Lemon!
Molly, why is Don Lemon so mean?
That's Daddy. But anyway, so he watches for 30 minutes, but he's not allowed to watch his 30-minute tune. It's 6:30, about 6:15. He has to go in his room, and he has to clean up all his toys.
Okay, that's a good
and
plan.
And I go in with him, and I supervise. And this is, you know,
the
for a three-year-old.
Why do you have to be the guy that supervises?
Because he's three, and if I just say, go in and clean up your room, it won't happen.
Once again, Oscar showing true understanding of a youthful mind.
Well, that just seems like...
Why can't you send a three-year-old to be unattended in his room?
No. Well, this is somebody who rode the subway at two, so...
Like, are you the disciplinarian of the relationship? Is that the case?
No, I'd say if anything, I'm not as much of a disciplinarian as Mama is. She's the one that puts him in timeout more than I do.
She's the heavy.
She's the heavy?
Ironically.
That's the way it was. The way it is in a lot of houses, I think. What was that? What?
I said ironically. She's the heavy.
Thank you. Always great to get a fat joke from you.
You know, Mike.
Always ready. Always for James Coco to get a joke from Orson is always really special.
I guess you can owe me one.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We got plenty of show today. But anyway.
Don't I know it? I
so
feel
the
like
thing
I might
about it,
should have done that.
And now he's in the last word game.
Oh, you got to let it go.
You motherfucker. You are in the last word game. Right now, I cannot possibly win with that. So, where was I? I'm sorry.
No, thing, 3 years old has to clean a room.
I go in there and I supervise him. And it is, on certain nights, wrangling kittens.
Mm-hmm.
And last night was the worst of it. He had hardly anything in his room. He really didn't have a lot of stuff. There have been times where I sit there and he's got a ton of stuff and he's a whirling dervish and he puts stuff in his closet and his toy box and he does an incredible job. Last night, hardly anything, and it took an hour. It just took
an
hour. He lay down on his bed and then he went and he started playing with him. I said, Michael, we're not playing. We're cleaning up right now. And I am in a depleted condition because we were up at 5:15 and everybody's tired and I'm sitting there going, please just get it done. Finally, he gets it done and then it's the tune followed by, I said, there's one thing I didn't mention. Three books have to be read. Last night. Usually it's a book or two.
Okay.
I had to read three. Now they were easy children's books. It wasn't the lengthy ones that I dread.
Super fudge.
Yes. And no offense to my good friend, Colonel Colburn. I think he got us this one. Martha Speaks. Martha Speaks is not. Here's the challenge for Martha Speaks. There's text, and then there's the cartoon bubble where you have the
double
dialogue.
Double dipping.
And
I
don't go with dialogue. But then also with Martha Speaks, there are multiple stories. So you will finish the original Martha Speaks about the dog that eats alphabet soup and can talk, and then you would get 10 more stories after that.
What?
It's a challenge one. When I see Martha Speaks, there are two books that come out.
Okay.
And both of them given to me by people who are dear to me, okay? And both books make me go, Napoleon. One is Martha Speaks, given to me by my dear friend Nancy and Michael Colburn, my dear friends, the Colburns. And the other one is the book that Rob gave me, Zen Shorts.
Oh, my God, still? That's been like 2 years.
Yeah, and I could kill you when he brings that out. Because what is
Love
Zen
you
Shorts?
Too.
It is not a children's book. It is a book within a book within a book within a book. It's like 15 minutes of additional text. Let me tell you a story. Okay, here's the story within the book. And I'm sitting there going, Rob. And he loves the book. He adores this book. And so when the book comes out, I do the Napoleon.
It's because you read it so well. Guaranteed. I bet you give it extra effort, and that's why he loves it.
Well, maybe that is. Thank you. I really appreciate that. No, he just likes the pictures. I think. I don't know what. And the other one are Annie McCloskey book, where like One Morning in Maine, where she spends 10 hours on the beach with her father digging clams, and it's like, please just end. I like Good Night, Sweetheart, or Good Night, Moose.
Good Night, Moon.
Good Night, Moon.
Good Night, Sweetheart is a Sean on us.
Good night. Good night, Gopher. Good night, Raccoon. Good night, Moon. Good night. Okay, good night. And then he's to bed. So it was a bit of a day, and after I got done with the day, I'm sitting there, and I see Rob had posted that we are going to do Wide Open Wednesday, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I didn't see that it was 18 hours earlier. And so I'm just asleep.
But you do the show with us.
Yeah.
I know I do, but I'm asleep, and we didn't do phones yesterday because there was too much going on. And so I immediately say, oh, I should post that too. I don't look at the 18-hour part. I cut and paste the Rob part. I edit the Rob part where Rob like will put shtick in where he should put the real number. He'll just give the 920 more, and then it'll be shtick, and then there won't be the regular phone number. And so I edit that, and I rewrite it, and then I put my own little funny in there, and I post it. And I post it like a maniac. I post it on my page. I post it on the fan page. I post it on Oscar's page. I post it on Rob's page, and I post it on the Mike O'Mara Show page. And I see that suddenly on the fan page, I'm getting all these responses, and the responses are all, somebody get the day wrong? And I realize, oh, my God, it's Thursday tomorrow. It's not Wide Open Wednesday. And I immediately take it down. And by the time I get to Rob and Oscar's page, you've taken it down for me, which is like having Grandpa Alzheimer's back.
Well, I didn't know if you were doing shtick.
I looked at it. I said, password is dementia.
Oh, no. It's not dementia. I was so out of it. I was so tired. And I looked at that and said, your boy is tired.
I like that somebody wrote, Tom Machine.
My apologies. There were like 10 people that saw that before we took it down. So, but they got right to the comments.
Oh, they love the comments.
Oh, there are people that are out there like that. They're like, nah, a mistake. Nah. And they get turgid. So lick it for those people. We'll take a break. Hope you're enjoying the Mike O'Mara Show. More fun and more thrills coming up. We're going to talk to Robert Ford when we come back.
Ooh. Hey there, this is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookie Show. No, really, please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob, but I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Elite Island Resorts. How many people get to take their holiday photos on a warm, sunny beach? Now you can be that guy. Listen to this deal. I have found an amazing getaway at an even more amazing price. The Pineapple Beach Club in Antigua. I have been there, and some people say Antigua, some people say Antigua. I say Antigua.
Antigua.
I'm not sure. I think I'm giving you the proper pronunciation.
I think so.
But, if you want to say Antigua, knock your socks off. Right now, for just $99 per person on this beautiful island, $99 per person per night, You can enjoy an adults-only, all-inclusive holiday getaway on a white sandy beach. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711 to make your reservation today. This is a great deal for a beautiful part of the world. It's all-inclusive. Five on-site restaurants, the Tranquility Spa, two freshwater pools, activities like windsurfing, kayaking, sailing. It's just a gorgeous spot. And if you're planning a destination wedding, they can do that too. So are you ready to leave the chaos behind this year and get some well-deserved R&R? Don't wait. This offer expires soon. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711 to book your all-inclusive holiday for less than $100 per night per person, ages 16 and up. You can enjoy everything I just mentioned and more. That's Pineapple Beach Club.com. You don't want to miss out on this offer. See the website for complete details. And I've been there.
Beautiful.
I have been to that spot. You're going to love that. Welcome back. And I don't know if we have... Stop that. Thank you. I don't know if we have any official music for Rofo, but let's bring the Badger in right now.
There he is.
And ladies and gentlemen, here he is. So that would be no music for Rofo.
We have enough music. No.
Okay. Hey, Rofo, how are you?
It's good. I thought Rob was pulling that Febreze theme song. I guess that never
there
happened.
There was no way to loop it, so shut your face.
The recall, though, strong. Mm.
There you go.
The recall strong.
I'll give you a little Hakuna Matata.
Oh, I love it.
There you go. All right. How are you, Rofo?
I'm doing well. It's good to That's be in good. Here.
It's been a long, long time.
It really
time.
Has.
Too long, wow. really.
Now, the reason we booked you for the show, and it's funny when we book Rofo. When
we got to book him.
Like, Rob sent me an email. We booked Rofo.
Well, it
like,
was supposed to be Friday, but, you know, a busy guy like him, he had schedule change. He said, can we make it tomorrow? I said,
yes.
You bet.
Good to go. Yeah, but I didn't make you wait around.
No, you did not.
Oh, so you this morning, Mike. So I got here around 8:10, and I see Rofo in the Starbucks. Actually, our new intern is already there, and I'm like, this is what it's like when everybody's here early. I love it. We all walk upstairs, and nobody has keys. So we're like, Pony should be here. Door's closed. Poor Pony's stuck in traffic. Rob Spiewak is stuck in traffic. We sat here, and we're like, this should be fine.
Do you remember the days when you were the one that was late?
Yes! What happened?
Do you remember when you were, and Pony and Rob were always, like, super early when they gave a Do you remember those days? I remember those days so well. It was
what were they like?
Roll
were
in,
they
you
great?
Roll in just going. Nang, 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 you know. Now, Rob's late like every other day now.
They weren't late today.
I wasn't late. I got here at 20 minutes before showtime.
We were just early. What,
why was he here at 8 o'clock? I bet you he got his clock wrong. There's no way in God's earth he should have been here at 8 o'clock.
I got here early to move some of the boxes.
Oh, that's right. He has his furniture in there.
Yes, out of
so
here.
So technically, the arrival time. Is half an hour before
Should
the
be
show for Pony. For
yes.
Pony, correct?
Right. Yes.
Pony is the one that opens up the store. That's
yes.
that's the
Usually,
way it goes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Puts on his apron.
Well, you know, ever since all the kids have gone back to school, it's been a friggin' nightmare around here. Everyone drives their kids to school. They
he
don't take
kids.
A bus.
And they shave, Mike, with hair.
They
razors.
Shave with hair.
They
I don't know what's going on
and
with
perfectly
that.
Shaving like children. As I always like to say about broadcast scheduling, why don't you call Angie Goff and tell her about
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
But anyway.
So, know, but like, what was
it's
funny.
One thing you'll never see Chuck Bell come in and go, sorry, I was 10 minutes late. You know,
it was fine, but Rofo, out of everybody, felt the most pissed about the situation because I was like, I sat down on the step. I had a bagel. I had my coffee. I said, they'll be here soon. And you could see that he really was ticked about it when he just said, thanks for making me wait.
So, Rofo...
Boy, I never said that.
So you were a little irritated that the guys were making you linger for a bit?
Well, I was more irritated at myself because I had forgotten my keys today on the same day Oscar forgot his keys.
I usually don't bring keys in my defense.
So you could have opened up the studio because you come in for Tony and Gary.
Right, and normally when I do get here early to do work or help out here or whatever, I'm usually the first one here, and I'll open up the studio.
Yeah, he's here before everyone else, so he was upset that wasn't the case.
So why aren't you upset that you didn't bring your keys? That's really the thing.
Well, it's a real boneheaded move to forget your keys at home.
All right.
He's so happy about it.
That's the worst.
He turns to the camera. I love that about this. That he turns and he looks at me.
He
that
sells it.
Fantastic.
He sells it like he's Jack Carter.
it's just like, you know, hey, who wants to lose their keys?
That's a boneheaded move.
I truly enjoy it. But the real reason we decided to get you on the show, we haven't talked to you in a while, and it just sort of came up in conversation the other day that you are... you've elevated your relationship. You've taken it to a whole nother level.
Yes, I've moved in my lovely girlfriend.
Your lovely girlfriend, which back when we had a lengthy interview with you the last time, it was in a state of flux. I mean, there was all this stuff going on. And
infidelity.
There were ex-boyfriends and fathers that had roommates that were interested in the lady. And now... You know, flash forward a few months down the road and things seem to have stabilized. I think, would I be accurate, gentlemen, if I said we all thought that he had, that there was something about this relationship, that he was super into it. Am I right about that?
Oh, yeah. I think I said dream killer. That was my quote.
Well, she was a dream killer.
Well, there was that. But also the fact that he was still holding out hope after there was the infidelity and the allegations of domestic violence and all of that. The fact that
was just one time. And I know, I had asked for it. So
can we perhaps, since that was brought up,
hit me? Hit me now.
Can we say hi, dear? Hi, how are you? We're talking about domestic violence.
Tell her Dirk loves her.
Yeah.
Hey, Dirk wrote you a love letter.
Yeah.
A poem.
Yes. Yeah. You'll have to listen to the show. It's interesting. Have a great day. What? At least someone loves me. Okay. Thank you.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday weekend. Anyway.
Yes, Rofo was hit by his girlfriend.
Do you want to come in for a minute?
Oh, yeah.
No, she's just waving at me through a window. I'm sorry. That's not being professional. So getting
is she also locked out?
No, she's okay. She just popped in.
Okay.
She's going running.
She lives in the home. So anyway, let me just mention the domestic violence. What was the thing? Because that's not a laughing matter.
Nothing to laugh at.
No.
Well, no, we had gotten into an argument and it had gotten heated.
What did you do to her?
It wasn't anything. I think we both just have a healthy ego and we're both kind of type A personalities. And we both got into it and I lost my cool a little bit. And I said, you know what? Just hit me if it'll make you feel better, if it'll make it go away.
You said that to her?
Because she said she wanted to hit you. She said she wanted to hit you, if I recall. And you said, okay, hit me.
No, she never said she wanted to.
Okay.
Now she, you know.
So you craved it.
She didn't really.
Can you give us not to backtrack too much, but just give us a little detail on that particular circumstance so we can, because I think it will illustrate better how far you've come.
Right.
So just retread it a little bit and just as briefly as you can, give us the scenario that led up to this just hit me, because you just sort of steamrolled into that, and I'm curious about it.
Well, we had gotten into some kind of argument, and this was months ago, so I don't even remember. It was something that, you know, wasn't worth whatever argument we had. It was just something petty.
Is this post her sleeping with another man?
This is before.
Okay, before.
This is before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we got into it, and I think I think I maybe called her. I said, you look like you want to hit me. If it'll make you feel better, just hit me. I don't care. Something like that. And then she did.
Did she hit you with
slapping?
No, she put some muscle behind it. I was actually kind of proud of her in hindsight, but...
Wait, did she make a fist?
It was a fist, but it wasn't a full, like, wind back and punch. It was more like a fist and kind of hitting...
Like, so to the
she
chest?
Was very upset.
Like, she's knocking on a door.
Very
or,
upset.
Or, if I recall, breaking open a piñata.
Yes.
Well, your words, not mine.
Pissed. Knockout.
Was she banging on your chest?
Yeah, chest,
like,
arms.
Oh, I love you so much. I'm going to sleep with my friend.
Yeah.
Like he was there. All right, so now we... But you worked all that crap out.
That's right, and you know, looking back... It's not the way I would have liked it to happen, but I chalk it up to modern romance, and I really do think that we came out stronger for it. So that's our story. I'm happy with that. I'm happy to look forward. No.
What's modern romance?
Modern romance. I mean, I had a private conversation with you, Oscar, and you said, you know, man, don't worry about it. Everybody's banging everybody's friends in a circle. It's all right. That's the way it is now.
Yeah, No. You took that conversation out of context. I said that in certain circles, when you're with your friends and you're growing up, especially coming out of college or in high school, that people end up like dating the same people within the same circle.
Oh, we got a break. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Okay, just quickly. Nothing to the fact of, yes, your girlfriend's going to sleep with her dad's friend, and then you got to get back to her.
Right.
You guys weren't all friends. That's not modern romance.
It's actually sort of a Little House on the Prairie romance.
My head is spinning. We're going to have to revisit this. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Is that a subscription to the TMR's bonus show?
Well, let's try it. It's good stuff, and it's strong.
Did you guys know that it's even easier to download from the TMR's app? And it's another fine show from the boys at the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sure you'll accept no other.
For just pennies a show, you get guaranteed laughs.
A safe bet anytime.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. If you feel that chill in the air, you know what that means. It's fall. Fall. That's right. Fall, everybody. Just around the corner. It's going to be like, what, 80 for a couple of days, and then the temperatures plummet, correct?
Yeah. We are in the throes of autumn right now. It's nice and cool. Yeah.
Very exciting. And we want you to go to Amazon.com, where they have everything you need at the best prices for fall, whether it's a cozy hat, a football helmet, a gross of knitting needles, or a new turkey roaster. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click on the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And get ready for fun because the autumn season is a pirate. No, I'm sorry. The autumn season is an amazing season. Rock on because you only rock once. Yeah, chin chin. And delighted to have you back with us on the Mike O'Mara Show. And we're talking to the Badger, otherwise known as Rofo, Rob Ford. And he has moved in with his girlfriend, or she has moved in with
you. She has moved in with me.
Now, I have a question about that.
Yes.
You are already in tight quarters, and you had a roommate, a landlord slash roommate.
Yes.
Where your girlfriend was, did that have more square footage?
No, she actually upgraded.
Oh, so she has more space now.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the tiny place she was at, but congratulations. Yeah. Coming.
It was a postage stamp.
Because I've done this in my life multiple times, I will tell you there are different phases. There are the move-in phase. There can be just, we spent some time together. Why don't you move in with me? Then there can be the financial arrangements where, why don't we pool our resources? Where are we with your situation?
Oh,
are you
great
thinking
call.
About
great question.
Pooling your resources to maybe get your own place together where you both contribute? Or what?
I mean, yeah, that's definitely in the talks. We initially decided to make the decision. make the decision because we were seeing each other basically every day anyway, and we were always, bickering about, come to my place, or I'll go to your place today, that kind of thing.
Did it ever get violent?
No, never.
Okay.
You guys like to focus on the violence. It was one time.
I know.
That one
when
time.
You mentioned,
under
when
the
you say domestic violence, when Rob says domestic violence, then I hear bicker, I wonder.
Yeah.
It's just like,
No.
Some people get off on that, and that's not necessarily healthy.
Yeah.
What do you want to say? Your house? No, let's say it my house. I don't want to go to, we do that every night. I'm going to push you down the stairs.
Poor Rofo goes tumbling down.
That's right.
No.
Hey, Mike, I walked into a door frame.
Are you taking on the lion's share of the financial responsibilities?
Yeah, utilities,
of the
stuff like that?
Yeah, I would say we're splitting the rent down the middle, but as far as expenses
awesome.
Go, groceries, that kind of thing, I have more groceries than she does because I eat more. But I'd say it's about...
And fast food is not cheap.
No. Exactly. That's right.
Fast food is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I don't know if anybody's checked lately.
Rofo cooks. I do cook, yeah.
Well, what is your average, how often do you eat out a week, like for fast food meals, lunch or dinner? How many times a week would you say you roll through a drive-thru?
Well, I actually don't do a whole lot of fast food anymore. I do a lot more cooking now for
that's wonderful.
For money
that's good
and
news.
To try and, eat a little bit better.
Yeah.
And
do you
baking.
Have a Pollo Tropical where you live?
No, I do not.
It's my new favorite. Well, our kitchen's been blown up, so we have to eat at Pollo Tropical.
Well, when I come visit you, you'll have to take me there.
Oh absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Come down here.
And when is that again?
Soon.
Yes. Great house guest he is. What did you make for dinner last night?
It was a quiet night last night, but the night before that, I had made some burgers.
Okay. He doesn't do fast food, Mike.
Did you?
I hand pressed the patties and put them on.
Oh, you bought
the
ground
skillet.
Beef and you made the patties
seasoned
yourself?
Seasoned them up, put them on,
Potato rolls?
They were sesame buns.
Sesame
Bones. Oh, his old McDonald's.
His old nickname.
So you're living in domestic bliss, and she's paying part of the rent. You guys are really living together. Are you gonna? Are you still in somebody's house, or are you gonna have your own apartment?
In the future, I'll have the own apartment. But right now, we're still living with the Guatemalan roommate in a two-bedroom condo.
Okay. And Mike, I think Guatemalan roommate is something you probably don't want to Google. I'm just guessing. It might be something that is a procedure done by people that are sexually active. It sounds
I do not wear shoes. They make me fall down. There we
It's a she. It's a she.
It's a she. That's
and
right.
she, a celebrity she. That she looks like?
Rosie Perez.
Mm.
You mentioned that before. So everything, how long has this arrangement been going? Because you seem like you're extraordinarily happy.
I guess she moved in about 2 months ago now. Yeah, about two months ago.
So you found love.
I have.
So tell me, what are the best things about living in sin? Tell me, what do you enjoy? I want two things that you really like, and give me two things that are kind of so-so. What do you like the most about it?
I do like being able to come home and, you know, you see her every day. I really
that's
do
good.
Like that. I really
that
do like
sounds
that.
Like a person
cool.
that is in it.
Cool.
Rob feels the same way. That the reason Rob cracked up at that because Rob feels the exact same way.
Rofo. Yeah,
you know what? That'll be a different answer in 20 years.
Well, when we get there, we can talk about it then.
Yeah. Like, we'll be alive in 20 years.
You really like seeing her every day?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, man. Well, no, I am. I'm attached to my bride. I understand.
You
how that
need
works.
Her to survive.
Yeah. This is true. This is true. She's
it's like
my
a lifeguard on and out of the water.
Exactly.
It's a lifeguard. She's my lifeguard.
Yeah.
And what's the? Give me one other thing that's great about it.
Well, and another page from Oscar Santana. That dual income household. It's pretty great.
There you go. That's pretty great. Those are two
I don't have
answers.
A dual income household. I wish.
You know what? Yeah, that's right. Though. You are the primary breadwinner, yes. Oscar.
I look at Shannon every day. I said, you know, one day. Yeah, one day you'll help pay these bills.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Here, listen to this sound. It. Hear this explosion? That's the sound of the yoga business exploding at some point.
That's right.
No. Mm-hmm. It's never. If it was, they'd take over by now. No.
I've never met anybody that didn't benefit from yoga. So there's my plug for.
You've met him. He does a show with
her,
you.
Plug her business. What's, do you want to give her a plug?
Yes. Epic Yoga in DuPont Circle. Buy a class pass. Go every day.
Yeah,
buy a class pass. Yeah. By the way, I've said that about everybody on this show. We all need a class pass,
hey,
right, ladies?
Straighten out my Longfellow.
We got the positives. Give me two things that aren't so great.
Yeah, what stinks about being in love?
It's the farting, isn't it?
What? Oh no, I mean, she
you can't. Can you rip whenever you want?
That. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh really?
She does keep a can of Febreze on hand at all times. And
you know that doesn't work as well as you think, right?
No, but in the moment, it makes it better than without the Febreze.
Mm. And then she giggles, and she's like, ah,
and then she'll spray me with the Febreze.
Why are you so attached to that product? I think there are other products out there.
Well, what do you recommend?
Like shower? What's the orange stuff? Rob, what's the orange stuff
Simple
we used to keep
orange.
In the studio? Simple orange.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful,
is that an aerosol?
Citrusy smell.
Like a grandmother's
and, it's great.
Spray.
When, you know, by the way, you know, because Don and I, you know, in the day, we had a rather methane-rich studio.
Never noticed.
Yeah, I know. Rob stood
as
behind
I spent
Don
five feet behind a certain hose for 5 years. Sounded like one track of the 1812 Overture.
Simple orange. And what would be another negative?
You know, it was kind of tough initially when she moved in because she did the move that every girl does. She comes in and she just starts handpicking all the pieces of furniture that she wants out of there.
Yeah, they want to do that. They want to break down your life.
No.
And as you know.
What do you mean she starts telling you what she wants?
Well, that's how she started. And
she's
then
nesting, Oscar.
You
she's
can
nesting.
Tell no, them no.
Well, exactly. And then I came in and I said, no.
Because, you know, he's been for years, Mike, collecting Louis XIV-styled furniture.
But, Rob, you understand that. They nest.
Yes.
They come into the domicile, and as soon as they move in, they nest. Mm-hmm. Unless you're Oscar Santana and you keep your girlfriend
you make
or
the
your
rules.
Fiance in a shark tank.
That's right.
The way that works. So that's it. Well, so,
this
so
is
you're
your
happy.
Room. I
Life is
house.
Good. You're very, very happy now.
Life is good.
Life is good. I'm happy for you. Is
well,
there anything you want
to
add? Is there anything you were planning on sharing with us? Because we're out of time for the Badger segment.
Well, next time maybe I'll tell you about the weird dynamic between the roommate and the girlfriend.
Ah, the Guatemalan hottie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Would the green-eyed monster rear its ugly head occasionally? A little jealousy?
She experienced, my girlfriend experiences some microaggressions that I don't.
That's a good tease.
Wow.
You booked yourself again on this show. God, I wish I got to that earlier. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. That's the power
of love. Hello, technology enthusiasts. Since 2008, Tech 4-in-1 has been providing you with a dazzling cocktail of state-of-the-art info and rib-tickling entertainment. Oscar Santana and Todd Moore really bring it week after week, but now it's even better. Thanks to me, Mike McIntosh. You know, Mac. The intern. Now that I'm a regular on Tech 411, the sky's the limit. Tune in and live the magic. It's Tech 4-in-1 with Oscar, Todd, and me, Mac. The intern.
He's so excited.
Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and tech411show.com. Holla!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. You know, we love fantasy football, and as we were discussing with Nikki Diamond yesterday, really one of the better guests that we've ever had.
Great guy.
You know, we love it, and we want you to play fantasy football with us. How did your team do? Did you get in on the fun over at FanDuel? If not, it's not too late. Week two, only days away. We're maxed out, right?
We're sold out.
But there's lots of other leagues.
Other leagues you can play on FanDuel. It's fantasy football for everyday fans. This year, it's better than ever. There are beginners contests. You could go head to head with a friend or a rival. Even 50-50 contests where the top half wins cash. Contests start at just $1, so there's something for any fantasy football budget. Plus, this week's Sunday Million contest is paying out at least $1 million in prizes. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. FanDuel, be sports rich.
Yes.
Try FanDuel now and get up to $50 in free entries. New users that deposit today get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest valued at up to $50. You'll get 1 free entry a week, 5 weeks in a row. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries, void where prohibited. And remember, it's FanDuel.com/TMOS for next week when you want to play in our league.
Tuesday morning. Sign up Tuesday morning. That's the time to do it.
Tuesday morning, we got 250 people. Bingo. You got to get in early or you're not going to make it into our league. I'm not sure if they're going to let us expand it further next week, but we'll let you know and we'll keep you in the loop for that. And FanDuel's, and by the way, my lineup this week, New York Giants rich with Eli Manning at the helm.
You got to diversify, Mike.
Mike, you're playing with your heart.
What I'm doing is I'm going completely against my instincts and my intelligence, so I might win big.
News.
There you go. The world still wants to know, did Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh pick his nose and eat it during a game this weekend? That's why I call this news you may not need.
We asked Rob Ford.
We asked the Badger Rob Ford. It seemed like the footage didn't lie, but Jim has already come out and said he doesn't do that. And now his brother John Harbaugh is lending his support.
This is hilarious.
John coaches the Baltimore Ravens. For those of you in the D.C. area, I'm sure you're aware of that. And he was doing press yesterday to hype this Sunday's game against the Cleveland Browns. He said, quote, "My brother has never eaten a booger." That's too damn funny. I wish I saw the video. He admitted that there was contact between Jim's fingers and nose, but he said nothing came out, thus nothing was consumed.
That is really not a very helpful thing for Jim. And really, mm-hmm. You know that they are still very powerful NFL guys, but there was a phone call last night that said, hey, shut up!
I love it. Modern Family star Sofia Vergara tops the annual Forbes list of the highest paid TV actresses for the 5th year in a row. This lady is rolling in it. Mm-hmm. She made an estimated $43 million over the past year, but 2/3 of that was for endorsements and licensing, not the TV show. She did stuff like Head and Shoulders shampoo, the Ninja coffee bar, a line of furniture, even nurse scrubs. Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory is second. She almost doubled Kaley Cuoco's.
Wow.
Kaley Cuoco made $24.5 million, but unlike Sophia, she made almost all of her money from her TV contract. man.
Wow. Big Bang
Theory. And I think that she has an international following, and I think that's where Sophia really, really steps aside, because they will play her stuff in Europe and South America as well, whereas Kaylee, not so much.
Elton John performed a September 11th show in Hyde Park, London, and it might have been a target for a suicide bomber.
Oh, no.
Britain's Sun tabloid claims a 19-year-old IT student named Haroon Al-Sayed was arrested last week for allegedly planning a massive terror attack on the level of 9/11 or Britain's 7/7. That's not cool. According to the Daily Mail, he was attempting to buy guns and a suicide vest and wanted to build nail bombs to set off in busy areas around London, including the Elton John concert. The report says he's Muslim and was reading Al-Qaeda-related material online, and they got to him early, and good. There's still that kind of craziness that is out there. A new study out of the University of California, Irvine, found that people who take a lot of selfies, Rob Spiewak,
yes,
and then share them with friends become happier.
It's not working.
Good.
It's not working.
There are two reasons. One, when you take a photo of yourself, you almost always smile, and the mere act of smiling actually makes you a little bit happier, even if you're faking it and just giving your picture a smile. Try it. Wait. We'll see. And number two, the sharing part is key, because when you share the photos and get a positive response, that instant gratification puts you in a better mood overall, and it is also why Tommy Lang is the happiest person in the world. Got the one over the weekend with his shirt off.
Oh, it's
keep
nice,
them coming,
isn't it?
Tommy. Yes, keep them coming.
You're welcome,
thank
ladies.
You. There you go. An 18-year-old in Carinthia, Austria.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Carinthia, Austria is suing her parents for posting embarrassing childhood photos of her on Facebook. She says they posted more than 500 pictures over the past 7 years, including ones where she's getting her diaper changed and potty training. Okay, they're baby pictures,
yeah.
I mean, come on. What's the big deal?
That's the Austrian temper, Mike.
Oh, man, I hate lawsuits, really. I mean, here's the quote from the lawsuit. They knew no shame and no limit and didn't care whether it was a picture of me sitting on the toilet or lying naked in my crib. Oh, bite me. You're suing your parents because they were excited to post baby pictures of you, you incredible dullard.
Yeah.
Every stage was photographed and then it was made public. Oh, I'm so sad. I've never wanted someone to lose a lawsuit more in my life. Even though she kept asking her parents to take them down, they wouldn't. Okay. So what? So she finally decided to sue them. The case is going to court in November. Yeah, yeah.
Dear Zari Volanka.
It's going to cost him a fortune in fudge. This young lady. They knew no shame and no limit and didn't care whether it was a picture of her sitting on the toilet or lying naked in her crib. Every stage was photographed. Public.
Newscaster.
His name, Augustus Gloop, lives in a small town in Dusselheim, Germany. And his pictures were taken as he was sitting on the toilet. Even though Augustus kept asking his parents to take the pictures down, they wouldn't.
You've been watching this movie a lot.
You know, I have. I've been watching it so much. You know what? The thing about it, Rob, when you watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with Gene Wilder, they brought anchors from everywhere. The movie is just chock full of anchormen.
It is so rich.
It's great. It's a little sidelight on the movie. I went back and watched that, and the little guy loves it. I've watched it twice in its entirety in the last 2 weeks.
He doesn't get scared?
I fast forward through the one scene where they're on the riverboat on the River of Chocolate, and they go into the tunnel. And
yes,
it's like,
Pony's favorite scene.
There's no way of really knowing. And then you have like a bug biting off another bug's head. You don't want to watch that. So I fast forward through it, and he gets mad.
I used to do the same with my kids, but I would stop it right when Wonka yelled at Charlie, so they thought that was the ending.
That's perfect. Then they go and they see the scene that says, you know, only Oompa Loompas can get in there. Let me see. Vanilla cream, chocolate cream, shaving cream. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, I've watched it too much.
Too much.
And now a little something something. An Arkansas teen. No, I'm sorry. An Arkansas teen is facing a felony charge. This is the little something something for you. After he put soda in a water cup at McDonald's. According to police, 18-year-old Cody Morris.
Cody Morris!
Cody Morris is coming to Mickey D's tonight. Day! Cody and his two pals ordered cups of water in the drive-thru, dumped out the water, and then came inside and refilled the cups with soda. Oh. The manager realized that it was going on, and he asked the trio to return the drinks. Police said two of the three gave back the cups, but Cody Morris, didn't.
Cody!
Here's what the manager did, though. He stood behind Morris's car and tried to stop them from leaving.
Oh.
He was struck by the car as they tried to leave.
Oh, no.
That's not okay.
The manager was hit again as he continued trying to block the escape of Cody Morris. Police later arrested Cody and charged him with felony robbery. The manager is being treated for depression after realizing that he risked his precious life for a stupid cup of free soda. Thank you. Thank you very much. Way to go, manager. Nice job. That's it.
Poor
we will
guy.
Take a break and come back with our audio vault. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, you want to play a little word association?
I sure do.
Sun.
Dial.
You know, maybe this is a bad idea. I just want to remind everybody that we are on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. So please tune in spite of my assistant, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dial. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You want a little more, and who doesn't? More is better. You want some more TMOS in your life? Good news, just a click away. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show. You never know what's going to happen. It's uncensored, it's commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. Now, this element of our show is what I would describe as what a lot of podcasts do. This is the donate. Mm-hmm. Element.
Yeah.
Okay. But the difference is we're offering you product. Okay. We're not just saying, please contribute, please support us this way. But I really have to emphasize that this time of year is one of those times of year where we put our hands out and we say, please support the Mike O'Mara Show and do it by purchasing our 2016 TMOS bonus package. We don't have a regular donate button. We took that down years ago. What we do, though, is we offer the bonus package up as a donate feature so that you can support the show with your hard-earned money. And believe me, that's how we feed our families. You get full access to all the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings. The vast, overwhelming majority of people that enjoy the Mike O'Mara Show enjoy it absolutely free.
Yes.
Then you have the people that support our advertisers. Then you have the people that truly support what we do and purchase our bonus content. We are asking you to support the show. This is our little radiothon. This is the time of the year that we truly ask for it, where we put our hands out and we say, please contribute to the cause. I never say it this way because I think it gets tedious. Mm-hmm. You get that on NPR, and you get it on great podcasts like, WTF, which is one mm-hmm. of the best podcasts yep. in the nation. He does the same thing. We don't do it that often, and I think it's important for me to point out that our bonus show content is our way of saying, please help us.
Hear, hear.
And now more than ever, we are growing the show, we are expanding the show, and we need the funds that we generate from you purchasing the 2016 TMOS bonus package. So whether you want to buy it, whether you want to give it to somebody or just renew it, please click the bonus banner. We don't do this very often. I don't do this appeal. I might do it twice a year,
yeah.
tops, where I say to you, this is how we make our livings. And we want to keep the show going, and we want to keep the show quality, and we want to make sure that you enjoy the show. So if you buy our bonus content, that's the way you can do that. The TMOS bonus package. Order yours right now. If you've just been cruising along and you hear me talking about the bonus content like it's another product, maybe you're not realizing that we have to put so many different elements in place to support the show
oh, yeah.
that, you know, I don't put it this way. But that's the way I wanted to do it today because we're grateful and we have increased our subscriptions, but we can always do a lot better. I don't even know. I haven't even asked Oscar what the percentage is, but it's still minuscule compared to people that enjoy the show all the time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
How do I put this delicately to everybody else that may not have purchased bonus content? I mean this sincerely. I don't give a rat's ass if you listen to it. I'm serious. I want you just to purchase it so you can support the rest of everything we do. But if you do choose to listen to it, it's an amazing product, and you're going to love it. So that's what I wanted
to
say.
The record just ran out. Apologize about the music, Mike.
I understand that, yes. But I went on and on
yeah,
about that.
No,
but
it's okay.
True. It's really something that I don't do
very
often.
Can you start the music again? Because yeah. I don't think it's nice. Okay, that's
so I'm really grateful to everybody that supports our bonus content. But that's our donate button. Yes, please.
Do you see that he's using a record player?
It's Throwback Thursday, Mike. All the music today has been played on 45.
I thought you were going to talk about that.
No.
I was hoping you'd notice.
Where is it?
It's right here.
It's a mini record player.
It's a portable that I brought in. All the records today have been played on 45 RPM records.
Can you hold it up for him?
Take the thing off the stylus. Take the stylus off. Put it on.
Now put it on and hold it up.
Well, look how cool it is. This little guy.
Cool. And it can only, can it play?
It can play LPs as well.
LPs?
Mm-hmm.
turn it up and can you cue it up?
Yeah, well, it doesn't have a stop button, so you have to sort of drop it and hope. Yeah, I didn't want to bring the Techniques 1200 in today.
You're playing records.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Oh, my God.
I brought in a stack in case you want to do more in the bonus show. I was hoping.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Yeah, yeah. Let's queue
There's
up records
no other
and talk
show in
up.
America that's playing records right now.
That's right.
We'll play records today on the bonus show, so if you want to subscribe to that. That's wonderful. Now it's back to the regular show, everybody. That's cool. I look forward to playing with that myself. Now, without further ado, let's open up the...
I like that.
Can you...
You know, the jukebox beats them up. Like,
sorry, I'll open it again. Here we go. Let's open the audio vault for September 15th, 2016. Take it away, Rob Speedwagon.
Right, stop that share record. Okay.
God, of all the records to go on and on.
I know. I wish I'd swapped that in the Huey Lewis. Charlie Kirshner is a really good guy. He was instrumental in building this studio.
Absolutely.
And he sent this tape along. He said, Mike is going to love this. And I think you will. He called it the Irish Dad of the Year.
Okay.
And now you might actually have to listen twice to decode it. What happens is there's a little Irish girl in the back seat. She says she's going to have a boyfriend. It's cute because she's like 3 or 4.
Okay.
And the father says that he's going to break his legs and then find the father of the boyfriend and lock him in a cupboard. This is just to piss off the little girl. He's working her. But listen to the wonderful accents at play here.
I'm going to have a boyfriend.
Daddy will break his legs.
No.
Yes, I will.
Dad.
And guess what will happen after that?
What?
See your boyfriend's daddy. Daddy will take him hostage and keep him in a cupboard.
Dad, listen. I want a boyfriend.
You're not going to get a boyfriend. You're going to be a nun. You're going to work for Jesus.
No, I'm going to get a boyfriend.
They're who you're going to work for. End of story.
He's holding his crucifix. You're going to work for Jesus.
That means we're putting you in the convent.
I almost fell out of my chair when he says, I'm going to take the father and put him in a cupboard.
In a cupboard. I'm going to take him hostage and put him in a cupboard. That almost sounds Scottish, doesn't it?
Could you play that again?
Yeah, I can. Absolutely.
Let me see what the dialect is.
Daddy will break his legs.
No.
Scottish.
Yes, I will.
Dad.
And guess what will happen after that? See your boyfriend's daddy. Daddy will take him hostage and keep him in a cupboard.
Keep him in a cupboard.
Listen, I want a boyfriend.
I like when she goes, Dad.
You're not going to get a boyfriend, you're going to be a nun. You're going to work for Jesus.
No, I'm going to get a boyfriend.
They're who you're going to work for. End of story.
End of story.
I think it's Scottish. I think it's a Scottish dialect.
But whatever it is, it's fantastic. I loved it.
Hey, did anybody at any time when somebody said it's either Scottish or Irish, you said, same thing. Just wondering about that, Rob.
I did not say that.
Very good.
Dwight Yoakam. He's a country singer, yes. Do you follow any of his work?
I know of him. I know him more based on he was in Sling Blade.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, he's an actor, too.
He did a cover of a song that came out this week, and it really struck me because it's a song we all know. It took me a while to figure out what it was. Mike, see if you can name this song pretty darn quick.
Baby, I could never steal you from another. And it's such a shame that our friendship ever had to end.
Purple Rain.
Exactly.
Purple Rain.
Nice.
Good job. You got it before
the
hook.
I used to sing. Purple cane. By the way, yesterday, first full day without a purple cane.
How was it?
Man.
Happy about that. It was, Gimpy McGimp-Gimp, but I'm moving without it. It's fantastic. It's liberating.
I had a
question. Even that little device, it's astonishing how
debilitating it is when you have to, like, haul that around.
When you take baby Michael in to put the toys away, did you ever point with the cane?
Oh, all the constantly. I used it as a... You weaponize it. You weaponize it. Yeah. Oh, and also, when I go to, like, my various different offices with the elevators, oh, I'm a big one for sticking it in between the elevator doors when they're closing. I got it, ladies. Clink. Yeah, I put it in there, right. But I'm glad to say goodbye to it.
I have a Floridian 911 call of the day.
Oh, good.
Her name is Denise Martinez, who phoned in a fake bomb threat.
Oh, dear.
Because the place where she said the bomb was scheduling her boyfriend's drug test and wanted to get him out of the drug test. Oh, the answers to this question after the tape, here is the 911 call.
911, what's the address of the emergency? The Florida Department of Corrections at Lake Wales, Winter Haven. Okay, what's the address? What's the name of the building?
How effed up is she?
Yeah.
The probation office at Winter Haven. Someone's trying to blow it up. Okay, one moment, please. Are you there right now?
Okay, so here's the deal.
Like my body?
Once she gets the bomb threat out, the whole story crumbles, so she just hangs up. What she doesn't realize is the call is traceable. They immediately found her. They said there's no bomb. They tested the boyfriend, and guess what?
He
had drugs
positive.
In his system.
Yes.
I was shocked. Shocked to find out there was gambling going on here.
Stunning in Florida.
That's I don't know what's the matter with those people down there. You know, one bad apple, Mike.
Yeah,
one bad apple.
Only when there's only one in every state. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Orange Hair for taking the lead in our state. Could have told you that was going to happen. Like my body?
He's very dynamic. See him on Mehmet today, Mike.
Yes, Mehmet, the Mehmet Show. Dr. Mehmet Oz. Looking forward to that.
That should be great. Let's close with this.
FML.
This is, we have kids. You have kids. I have kids. Pony will, no, but Oscar might.
Yes.
And so there is a new app for phones that helps friendless kids find friends, and I think this is sweet.
A high school student has developed an app that helps teens locate a welcoming group of kids in the lunchroom called Sit With Us, or as bullies call it, Victim Finder.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment that we do on Thursday, unless Mike screws that up, can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and thank you for allowing me to do a little spiel on the bonus content. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
End of story.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Streetcar, cruising along. Streetcar, singing a song.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.